सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु
सहस्रवीरवाहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
अस्तु मनसि कार्यार्थे न गण्यते दुःखं न च सुखम् मनस्वि मनस्वि इस् सम्बडि इस् ए पर्सन् हू इस् स्ट्राङ्ग् इन् हिस् मैण्ड् कार्यार्थे द पर्सन् कार्यार्थे मनस्वि जनाः न गण्यति न न गण्यति मीन्स् डो नाट् काउण्ट् what they do not count te dukham na cha sukham dukham sukham na ganyati manasvi karyarthi atah a karyarthi the person who is doing aimed to do a work accomplish a task does not count any dukham or sukham
What is the meaning of Manasvi?
Manasvi is somebody who is a strong in his mind.
Okay.
And Karya, Karya Arthi, the one that is trying to accomplish a task. It does not count any of his pains. So, we will do the song. Give them in a minute. First, let's do some Bahuvachanam. We did the last time Bahuvachanam, if you remember. So, let's see. Let me show the screen. So, Bahuvachanam for Rama. So, if you remember, what is Bahuvachanam for Rama? Let's see. Bahuvachanam for Rama is Ramaha, Ramaha, and Rama is Ramaha. So, Ramaha is Pullingaha. Rama is Strilingah. Nadi becomes Nadyah. Nadi is Ikaranta Strilingah Shabdah. Vanam is Vanani. Vanam is Pulling Shabdah. So all these forms are there for to memorize. The, for example, if we say Kapi, so what will be the Bahuvachanam form for Kapi? Kapi?
Kapyah.
Kapyah. So if we say what is the Bahuvachanam form for Mahila? Mahila.
Mahila.
Mahilah.
Lekhani. समीचीनं लेखन्यः सो देर् आर् सम् दट् वी हेव् नोट् डन् फार् एक्साम्पल् हरि हरि
हरिः
हरयः हरिः लिङ्ग् शब्दः पुलिङ्ग् शब्दः ईकरान् पुलिङ्ग् शब्दः यू हेव् नोट् डन् दट् सो इट्स् ओके सो वट् वट् द बहुवचन फार्म् फोर्
कपि What is the question?
Kaha, bahuvachan, bahuvachan.
Ete, te, 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 te.
Te, te. And what's the bahuvachan of pom pom? Tad.
Tani.
Tani.
Very good, very good. So, bahuvachan form for aham?
Vayam.
Vayam.
Very good. So, bahuvachan form for Amit Mohde Vadtu Bhavati.
Bhavatyaha.
Very good. So now, we've seen the Bahuvachanam form for Pulling Shabda, which is Saha. Lot of notes. Kshamitam, I had to mute. When you speak, unmute yourself and you can speak. But mute afterwards, everybody. So, Bahuvachanam form for pronoun Shabdaha is Saha becomes Te.
Te.
Sa.
Sa.
Saha.
Saha.
Tani.
Tani.
And
Striling Shabdaha.
R.
Ka.
Ka. Esha.
Esha.
And
Bhavani.
Kaha,
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 Havya, Havya.
So you know that. You know that.
Now we
have done the
Vartamankala.
So we know that when we say Ramaha Gacchati, Ramaha Gacchati, Sita Gacchati, Mitram Gacchati. So there is no difference between, and when we use the verb, there is no difference between the Lingaha. So Linga Peda Atra Nasti. So we will say Ramaha Gacchati, Sita Gacchati, Mitram Gacchati. However, there is a Vachan Peda when we say Ramo Gacchataha, Sita Gacchataha, Mitram Gacchataha. Bahuvachanam, it will be Ramaha Gacchanti, Sita Gacchanti, Mitram Gacchanti. So there is Anti comes in the end. So, does anybody remember this table, all of it, or I can go through it?
We have not done this Dvivachana, Bahuvachana.
Okay. So, when we are saying Madhyam Purushaham, so, you know, like in Sanskritam, everybody is a third person. Ramaha, Sita, Balakaha, anybody who is there is a third person, Pratham Purushaha. Like in English, you have a third person, but in Sanskritam, that is a Pratham Purushaha. So then becomes a Madhyam Purushaha, that is you. And for Sanskrit word, that is Tvam. Tvam, Asmad and Yushmad. Shabdaha is the Yushmad. Yushmad Shabdaha, Pratma Vibhakti, Tvam. Tvam Asti. Then, Madhyam Purusha, wherever there is you, we are using the talking to the person in front who is you, that is Tvam. So we will say Tvam Gachasi, Yuvam Gachataha, Yuyam Gachat, Gachatha. So in Uttam Purushaha, Uttam Purusha is ourself, me. So wherever me is coming, so then it is Aham, Aham. Aham shabdah kim asti? Asmad shabdah bhinna bhinna prakarayana vibhakti bhavati. Aham pratmaha vibhakti asti. Aham, aham gachami avam astu. Avam gachavaha vayam gachamaha. So here it is written, like Ramaha patsi, Ramoho patthaha, Ramaha patanti. Tvam patsi, Yuvam patthaha, Yuyam patath. Aham patami, Avam patavaha, Vayam patamaha. So, now, here Bahuvachan Kriyapadani. Bahuvachanam Kriyapadani. Like we have Likhati, Patati, Kridati, Pipati, Snati, Pashyati, Gachati. So, like here, we have seen Anti will come in the Bahuvachanam. Anti. Anti. Or Ati. So, like Snati. So, what we will do? Snananti. So, Anti is the ending that you will have to remember. Anti. Some other forms do take Ati. We will come to that later on. But if we have to say Bahuvachnam, just remember the Pratham Purushaha Bahuvachnam. So we will do the other ones also. But in here, let's see. Likhati becomes Likhanti. Patati Patanti. But when it is Uttam Purushaha, then it is Likhami Likhamaha, Vayam Likhamaha. So Vayam Patamaha, Vayam Likhamaha, Vayam Gachamaha, Vayam Kridamaha. Here Vayam Kridamaha. So anything that goes with Bahuvachnam, that we play, we read, we write, we drink, we see, we go, we bathe. So anything that will be vayam, go with vayam, that is maha is the ending. And anything for the pratham purusha, anti is the ending for bahuvachanam. So here, these are slightly different verbs. Here, karoti becomes kurvanti instead of karvanti. Karanti, it doesn't become karanti, it becomes kurvanti. Shrunoti, so remember there is O here, that becomes V. Karoti becomes kurvanti, shrunoti becomes shrinvanti. Didati, instead of dadanti, it becomes dadati. Dadati becomes dadati. So here ati is coming. Janati becomes jananti. Shaknoti is shaknuvanti. Prapnoti, prapnuvanti. And for same for Uttam Purushaha, Karomi becomes Kurmaha, Shrunomi Shrunumaha, Dadami Dadmaha, Janami Janimaha, Shaknomi Shaknumaha, Prapnomi Prapnumaha. So, Parna Bhagini, can you read the Bahuvachanam forms for Pratma Purushaha?
Okay. Likhati, Likhanti. पठति पठन्ति क्रीडति क्रीडन्ति पिबति पिबन्ति स्नाति स्नानन्ति पश्यति पश्यन्ति गच्छति गच्छन्ति
समीचीनं देन् कृष्णन् महोदय केन् यु रीड् द उत्तम पुरुषः
पठामि पठामः Hello, are you hearing, madam?
Yes.
Likati, likranti. Patati, patati. Kridati, kridanti. Pibati, pibanti. Snati, snati, snanti. Pashyati, pashyanti. Gacchati, gacchanti.
Samechna. Amit Mohdek, can you read the Uttam Purusha?
Likami, likamaha. Pathami, pathamaha. Kridami, kridamaha. Pibami, pibamaha. This is snami or snani? Snami, snamaha. Snami, snamaha.
Pashyami.
स्नामः पश्यामि पश्यामः गच्छामि गच्छामः
समीचीनं सो शिल्पा भगिनी केन् यु रीड् फोर् प्रथमपुरुषः
करोति कुर्वन्ति शृणोति शृण्वन्ति ददाति ददति जानाति जानन्ति शक्नोति शक्नुवन्ति प्राप्नोति प्राप्नुवन्ति
समीचीनं सीमा भगिनी केन् यु डु द उत्तम पुरुषः कृपया
करोमि कुर्मः शृणोमि शृणुमः ददामि दद्मः दद्मः जानामि जानीमः शक्नोमि शक्नुमः प्राप्नोमि प्राप्नुमः
समीचीनं नौ ऐ विल् रिक्वेस्ट् इफ् सम्बडि केन् मेक् ए सेण्टेन्स् यु से what I want to do any sentence using any of the bahuvachanam kriyapadani ekam ekam kriyapadani svikritya uttam purushah ekam vakyam rachayantu we can start with Aparna bhagini
okay vayam गीतं शृणुमः
समीचीनं वयं गीतं शृणुमः कृष्णन् महोदय अन्म्यूट् करोतु
वयं कविता शृणोमि
अहं वयं
वयं वयं कविता शृणोमि अहं कविता शृणोमि शृणन्ति अहं अहं हलो अहं कविता शृणोमि वयं कविता शृणोमि
शृण्मः वयं कवितां शृण्मः वेरि गुड् रिमेम्बर् वेन् एवर् यु आर् यूसिङ्ग् लैक् गीतं शृणोमि अहं जलं पिबामि अहं सोपानम् रोहणं करोमि किञ्चित् कविता तत्र कवितां भवति गीता गीतां भवति वि विल् डू दट् द्वितीयाभिभक्ति लेटर् बट् जस्ट् फोर् टु मेक् शोर् दट् यु आर् नाट् मेकिङ्ग् एनी मिस्टेक्स् कविताम् अहं कवितां शृणोमि वयं कवितां शृणुमः तु अमित् महोदय एकं क्रियापदं स्वीकृत्य एकं वाक्यं रचयतु
वयं ध्यानं कुर्मः
समीचीनं वयं ध्यानं कुर्मः शिल्पा भगिनी
रामाः कार्यं कुर्वन्ति
रामाः कार्यं कुर्वन्ति समीचीनं सीमा भगिनी सीमा भगिनी न श्रूयते अन्म्यूट् करोतु
वयं प्राप्नुवन्ति गृहं
so
he obtained a house or something like that
yeah we arrived at the house so that is a good sentence but you used vayam with the vayam with vayam you will have to use the bahuvachanam for uttam purushah only like praptumah vayam graham praptumah so remember here the when it is vayam it's always maha in the end vayam pathamah vayam likhamah vayam praptumah vayam shrunumah shrunumah vayam kurumah vayam dadmah vayam janimah vayam shaknumah vayam praptumah अहं प्राप्नोमि अहं शक्नोमि अहं जानामि अहं ददामि अहं शृणोमि अहं करोमि सो विद् अहम् इस् ओल्वेस् मी विद् वयं महा विद् एकवचनं ति ओल्वेस् ति ददाति शृणोति जानाति शक्नोति प्राप्नोति एण्ड् विद् इट्स् अ बहुवचनं सीताः कुर्वन्ति रामाः शृण्वन्ति बालकाः ददति इस् ओल्वेस् अन्ति ओर् अति लैक् ददति देट् इस् द ओल् द वर्ब्स् सो देट् ऐ थिङ्क् वि डिड् लोट् आफ़् प्रेक्टिस् लास्ट् टैम् बट् डू गो ओवर् द मेटीरियल् अगेन् एण्ड् इफ् देर् इस् एनि डौट् देन् प्लीस् डू आस्क् मी via email or WhatsApp. So today we are going to do the Lot Lakaraha, which is Agya. So before we go to that,
one doubt I have. Can I ask?
Yeah.
Prathama Purusha means always in English ourself, myself.
No, Pratham Purusha.
Uttam Purusha means we, am I right?
In English, when we say first person, that is you always.
That is me.
Yeah.
Pratham
Purusha. So in English, it's the, if you think from the psychology point of view, Pratham Purusha, how in Sanskrit, we say, to everybody, we give more respect as compared to other languages. So, Pratham Purushaha becomes the third person in English. First person in English is the Uttam Purushaha in Sanskrit. And you remain the same, Madhyam Purusha.
Madhyam Purusha means?
Hello?
In English, there is no Madhyam Purusha as well. That is just you.
So we say only in Sanskritam, that is Prathama Purusha means
third person in English.
Madhyam Purusha means in Sanskritam?
Madhyam Purusha in Sanskritam is you.
You.
The second person talking to.
And Uttam Purusha means me. That is always plural.
Uttam Purusha is me.
Me.
I. Or I. So anything but I or we?
We, yeah. That is better. Because plural we use Uttam Purusha. And clear.
So? So Bahuvachanam clear, na? Bahuvachanam. For anybody else has got any question before we move to different topic altogether? Anybody has got any doubt before we move? If it's clear, then we can move forward. Okay, assuming everybody is clear on that. So then, we are doing the Agya or Lot Lakaraha. Agya, how do we ask somebody to say, you write, or I write, or saying to the third person, saying Balakaha, to saying Sita, write, or Balakaha, write. Or likhti. So then we say, we use tu ending. So when we say balakaha likhtu, it means balakaha, we are saying to the balakaha, that is write. We are requesting balakaha to write something. So in English, it becomes little bit different translation. Let the balakaha write. Let the child write. So then it becomes, when we say Bahuvachanam, Balakaha Likhantu. Balakaha Likhantu. So let the children write. So when we are saying, you can't order anything to yourself, I. So when you are saying I, let me write, then the translation becomes let me write. Aham likhani, aham likhani, that let me write. Or you are requesting to yourself that let me write. So the Bahuvachanam is likama. Likama, let us write. Likama. And Bahuvachanam for Prathama Purusha is Antu. Like it was Anti before, now it's Antu. So anything that you are requesting in the you are requesting or you are ordering something to somebody to do, then that is Tu is the ending. Tu. Tu or Antu. Ani and Ama. That is the four ending you have to remember. So let us try few sentences and then we'll see if it becomes clear, and then you try to translate as well if you can do that. So Bhagini, Aparna Bhagini, let's start with you. Any Kriya Padam you can choose and then make a sentence. Hmm?
Okay. Balakaha Kridatu. Boy play.
So?
I'm asking a boy to play.
You are requesting a boy to play. You are saying, boy play. Basically, you go and play. In English, the translation becomes a little bit different. Boy, you go and play. ओके धन्यवादः. देन् सीमा भगिनी, केन् यु मेक् अनदर् सेण्टेन्स्?
विजयः स्नातु.
Here you are asking, you are basically calling Vijay, you are saying Vijay Snatu. You are using the Sambodhan here, when you are calling somebody, Balaka, Balak, Pathatu. So when you are calling somebody and saying Snatu, Pibutu, Kridatu, then you are using the Sambodhan as well, to call that person. Or you are just using the name.
But then here there is no verb inside here?
No, the verb you mean Kriyapadam. Uh-huh. Hmm?
Okay.
Kriyapadam is there, Asnatu. For any sentence, remember we have a noun and a verb. So verb is Natu here. So we are requesting him to have a bath, a shower or bath. Okay, now let's see, Shilpa Bhagini, can you do another sentence?
Mitrani patram likantu.
Samichnam. Mitrani.
Room goga kagala, is it kola kagala?
Mitrani. It depends.
Mitrani patram likantu.
Samichnam. Mitrani patram likantu. So next is Amit Mohdey. Can you make a sentence?
Okay. Chhatraah patashala gacchantu. Let the children go to the school.
Patshalam gacchantu.
Patshalam gacchantu.
Samichnam. Krishnan Mohde?
Ram madevalayam gacchantu.
Krishna, can you repeat the sentence?
Ram devalayam gacchantu.
I'm not getting the first word. What did you say?
Ram.
Ram. Ram vidyalayam
gacchantu.
Gacchatu. Because you are using ekvachanam.
Ramaha devalayam gacchantu. Correct.
So now the different bahuvachanam, they have slightly different forms. Remember that we did for the bahuvachanam as well. In here karomi, kurmaha. Now in lot lakar they have different forms as well. Karoti becomes kurvantu. Balakaha karyam kurvantu. Or when you are saying to yourself, aham karyam karvani, vayam karyam karvama, aham karyam karvani, vayam karyam karvama, aham shrinvani, vayam shrinvama, aham dadani, vayam dadama, aham janami, vayam janama, aham शक्नुवानि वयं शक्नुवाम अहं प्राप्नुवानि वयं प्राप्नुवाम अहं प्राप्नुवाम सो बट् फोर् द प्रथमपुरुष अगेन् यु कुड् यूस् रामः ओर् रामः करोतु रामः कुर्वन्तु रामः शृणोतु रामः शृण्वन्तु रामः ददातु रामाः ददतु रामः जानातु रामाः जानन्तु रामः शक्नोतु रामाः शक्नुवन्तु रामः प्राप्नोतु रामः प्राप्नोतु रामाः प्राप्नुवन्तु सो लेट्स् मेक् फ्यू सेण्टेन्सेस् हियर् वि आर् ओन्ली फ्यू आफ् अस् सो इट्स् ईसि Parnabhagni, can you make a sentence?
Okay, any of the verbs, any form?
Any of these words.
Okay. Vayam shatikam dadama. We give, sorry.
Vayam shatikaha
dadama.
Dadama, very good. Samichnam. Next, Krishnan Mohde.
Vayam yojanam karama. Vayam yojanam karama.
Ah, very good. Vayam yojanam karvama. Very good. Amit Mohde.
अहं योगा शक्नुवानि
समीचीनम् अहं योगां शक्नुवानि अहं योगां शक्नुवानि समीचीनं शिल्पा भगिनि
भवन्तः ददतु
भवन्तः ददतु Samichnam. So that is very good because you have even used the Bahuvachanam for that we studied here. Bhavantaha dadatu. Very good. So now Seema Bhagini.
Vayam पुस्तकं ददाम
वयं पुस्तकं ददाम
ददामि और ददाम
वयं ददाम
ददाम ओके सो अहं पुस्तकं ददामि
राइट अहं पुस्तकं ददामि सो डू यू अंडरस्टैंड द मीनिंग ऑफ दीस वर्ब्स हाउ डू दे वर्क So this is the agya and agya or you are agya is you are asking somebody to do or you are requesting somebody to do prarthana so agya and prarthana so that is called lotlakaraha so there is some verbs that you can use in our sentences as an attach in on the website like normal so there is some what's it called the exercises in these handout so I will attach that so you can do it in your own time it's lot of things in that given so let's start with this okay so what we can do there are a lot of kriya padanis here. So we will make all the four forms. Hasati, hasanti, and then hasami, hasamaha. These are the four forms for to litlakara, which is just like aham gach, ramaha gachati, like that. So Rama goes. Then we make another four forms using the lotlakaraha, like we have done here. Karoti, kurvantu, karvani, karvama. So make eight forms in total, excepting any kriyapadam. So let's say pibati. Can Aparna Bhagini, can you say all the eight forms?
Okay. In a sentence?
Ah, you can say, okay. Use a sentence like Ramaha Pibati.
Okay. Ramaha Pibati. Ramaha Pibati. Ramaha Pibanti.
Mm-hmm.
Aham Pibami. Vayam Pibamaha.
Mm-hmm. Now Lot Lakara.
Ramaha Gacchantu. Gacchatu. Ramaha Gacchatu.
You keep the same Kriyapadam. Pibati.
Okay. Ramaha Pibatu. Ramaha Pibantu.
Uh-huh.
Aham Pibani.
Uh-huh.
Vayam Pibama.
Pibama. Okay, very Samichna, very good. Now, next, Amit Mohadeh, can you do Pathati or any you like?
Okay.
Any Kriyapadam?
Pathati is fine. So, Balika Pathati.
Mm-hmm.
Balikaha Pathanti.
Mm-hmm.
Aham Pathati.
Aham Pathami.
Aham Pathami. Vayam Pathamaha.
Mm-hmm.
Then Balika Pathatu.
Mm-hmm.
Balikaha Pathantu.
Mm-hmm.
Aham Pathani.
Mm-hmm.
Vayam Pathamaha.
Vayam Pathama.
Vayam Pathama.
Pathama. Remember, here, Vayam Pathama.
Vayam Pathama. Vayam Pathama.
Aham Pathani. Vayam Pathama. Okay. Deepan Mohade has joined. So for his, for his sake, what we are trying to do, we have been doing Akya or Prarthana, which is called Lotlakar in Sanskritam. So here Tu or Antu comes. So you listen to everyone and then you will get the idea. Aham Pathani Vayam Pathama.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Now we have Shilpa Bhagini. Can you accept any Kriyapadam and make all the eight forms? You.
Ramaha Likati. Likati. Aham Likami. Ramaha Likatu. Aham Likami. Ramaha Likantu. Vayam Likama.
Vayam Likama. Very good.
Very good.
Dhanyavadaha Bhagini. Now Seema Bhagini, can you try? Seema Bhagini?
Actually, yeah, I'm a bit confused, so...
Okay. Where are you confused?
No, actually, how to form it, so I'm trying. So, like, I take the word, like, chalati. So, it was lata chalati, aham chalami, then aham chalantu, then vayam, vayam.
Okay. So, if you look in here, so what we have to remember, these are the two tables. So, you've accepted chal as a dhatu, chalati. Lata, chalati. Bahuvachanam for lata is lataha chalanti. Aham chalami. Vayam chalamaha. So here it's an example given here, like aham pathami, vayam pathamaha. This is an example. Now for this is the vartaman kalaha, which is latlakaraha. So now we are using the
I have one doubt that latlakar and lotlakar both are present tense, right?
Both present tense. So now we have doing lata likhtu and lataha likhantu, aham likhani and vayam likhama. So that is what we are trying to say. So I think the complicated thing that comes in lotlakar is when you are requesting something for to yourself to do. Like Amit Mohde made a sentence, I think it was Amit Mohde. Dhyanam, for example, you are using aham dhyanam karvani. That you are saying to yourself that, let me do the dhyanam. Aham dhyanam karvani. Vayam dhyanam karvama. So here you are bahuvachanam, us, we. So here you are using lata chalani, vayam chalama. Okay, so what try to use one of these kriyapadani here, which you are familiar with. So here chalati chalani.
Lata chalati, lataha chalanti. Aham chalantu, vayam chalamaha.
Vayam chalama.
When
it's aham, that is chalani, not chalami. When in the agya mode, in the lot lagara, agya mode, chalani, not chalami.
Aham
chalani, vayam chalama.
Chalama. Lata chalatu, lataha chalatuha.
Aham pivani, pivani, aham pivani.
Aham chalami, vayam chalamaha. Correct?
Aham, puna vadatu?
Aham chalami, vayam chalamaha, agyakari.
No, that is vartaman kala, lat lakaraha. Aham chalami, vayam chalamaha. That I walk and we walk. In lot lakara, aham chalvani, aham chalvani. Here chalani. Aham chalani, chalani, ni, ti changed to na, chalani. Aham chalani, vayam chalama.
Chalama.
Chalama, full ma. That is no visarga and it's not half ma either, it's a full ma. Chalama.
Chalama.
Okay, now let's see. Shilpa Bhagini.
Thank you.
रामः लिखति अहं लिखामि रामः लिखतु अहं लिखामि रामाः लिखन्तु वयं लिखामः
रामः लिखन्तु वयं लिखामः ओके समीचीनं नेक्स्ट् दीपन् महोदय आर् यु एबल् टु डू देट् ओर् शुड् वि कम्
ऐ विल् डू ऐ विल् ट्रै दट् ऐ विल् टेक् दट् पठति रामः पठति रामः पठन्ति रामः पठतु रामः पठन्तु अहं पठामि वयं पठामः अहं पठामि वयं पठामः
वेरि गुड् वेरि गुड् नौ Are you able to do that?
Hello?
Hello, Krishnan Mohde.
I want to do it, madam.
Yeah.
Yes. I use the word... Hello?
I think...
अहं धावति भवामि भावना धावामः रामः धावति रामाः हलो
Kshamitam, the line is not very clear. I couldn't hear it properly. I'll come back to you again in a minute.
Can I?
Yes, now it's better. Can you try again?
Ramaha Davati, Ramaha Davanti.
Very good.
Davami, Ayam.
Yeah, very good. Now Lot Lakar?
Huh?
Now Hello? Lot Lakar? Ramaha Dhavatu?
Ramaha? Yes? Yes, madam?
Dhavatu. Now Lot Lakar also. Four forms of Lot Lakar.
रामः धावतु रामाः धावन्तु
वेरि गुड्
अहं धावामि वयं धावामः
अहं धावानि वयं धावाम
धावानि धावाम रैट् थेङ्क् यू
वेरि गुड् Now, I think, have I missed you? No, Amit Bode has heard it. Naina Bagni also joined. So, Naina Bagni, do you want to have a go? Do you understand what we are doing? Naraina? Final model?
Yes. Yes, I just joined, so I couldn't listen for today.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I don't know. I just joined before 2 minutes.
Okay, so what we are doing, we are saying Bahuvachanam, Ekvachan and Bahuvachanam for Prathama Purushaha. अहं फार् एक्साम्पल् रामः पठति रामाः पठन्ति ओर् जस्ते सः पठति ते पठन्ति रामः पठति रामः पठन्ति देन् रामः पठतु रामः पठन्तु दट् इस् आज्ञा दट् इस् प्रार्थना वि आर् लोट्लकारः so we are requesting ramah to read and we are requesting ramah to bahuvachanam ramah to read and then we are requesting to ourselves we are prathama uttam purushah aham pathami vayam pathama aham so okay so what we have done we have studied about these table aham ramah pathatu ramah pathantu aham pathani vayam pathama so that is called the agya or prarthana mode so now vishesh kriya padani that we have done so here we have seen that janatu becomes janantu dadatu becomes dadatu it's not always na coming in there so let we are just going to practice little bit more in using more of the kriya padanis for example here we have lot of in this lot of kriya padanis we can go through that for example hasati rodati pashyati shrunoti khadati have you seen this kriya padani chart before or not
no
no this is the first time
no
okay let me just go through it quickly so that all the we are familiar with some of the kriya padanis not just zero so it is quite clear in from the picture hasati laugh rodati cry pashyati to see shrunoti to listen khadati to eat pibati to drink pathati to read likhati to write chalati to walk dhavati to run tishtati to stand upavishati to sit kridati to play kurdate is to jump snati to shower or to have bath dharati is to put the clothes on dharati like sita shatika dharati nishkasyati to take it off nidrati to sleep gayati to sing nrityati to dance vadayati is to play an instrument tarati to swim chitrayati is to like to make any paint or to draw something nikshipati is to throw something nikshipati ganayati is to count chintayati to think jigrati to smell ringati to crawl lady is to lick jibrate to yawn jibrate dadati to give swikaroti to accept krinati to buy something vikrinoti to sell badnati to tie pachati to cook pariveshyati to serve bhojyati to make somebody eat khadati is to eat bhojyati is to feed somebody to make somebody eat pujyati is to do the puja bodhyati to make somebody realize something or to give the knowledge bodhyati pradarshyati to show so So you remember that we have seen Pashyati is to see, Pradarshyati is to show, to see and to show. So Taryati to hit, Alingati is to embrace, Sparshati is to touch, Chumbati is to kiss somebody, I guess. Prasadhyati is to untangle something, untangle anything. Dashati is to bite. Alambate is to take some support of something, some sort of support. Here she is using the sword.
To lean.
Pranudati is to, agree, no? To push something.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
What is Dashati?
Dashati is to bite.
Bite. Thank you.
Like Sarpaha Dashati. Then Sarpaha bites. So then Chikati is to sneeze. Not all of these we are using. Kasti is to cough. Vamati to vomit. Kudyati is to pinch something. Sakanjati is, I can't remember the English word for it. Sakanjati is to hop, like with one leg. Parikshate is to check somebody. Avasarpati, to slide down. Sarpati, avasarpati, coming down. Namati is to say bow. Takshati is the doing the carpentry. Kartayati, to cut. Khandayati is to break. Vidarayati is to tear. Putti karoti, to unroll. Prakshalayati, to wash. Nishpidiyati, to squeeze the water out, for like we do for the clothes. Nishpidiyati. Arohati is to climb up. Avarohati, to climb down. Remember, like avasarpati, we have just seen here, avasarpati is to climb, to slide down. Here, avarohati is to come down from the stairs. Avarohati, to climb down. Or from a tree, or from stairs, or anything, to coming down. Avarohati. Vahati is to carry something. Avatarayati, to put something. Unyati, to pick up something. And Ponchyati, to clean with the, like we do in Hindi or some other languages, Poncha lagate na. Ponchyati, Sammarjyati, to do the cleaning. Vayati, to spend time. Vayati. And the picture shown here is to do the knitting, Vayati. But I think Vayati is to spend the time. Let me check as well. For that, I'll come back to that again. Sivyati is to sew something. Then we have Chalyati. So, Chalyati is to make something move. So Chalati, if you have seen, Chalati is to walk. Chalati is to walk, but Chalati is to make something walk, move. Khanati is to dig. Ropyati is to put the seeds. Sinchati, to water plants. Chinoti is to pick something. Like we are picking the fruits, we are selecting the fruits, Chinoti. Churnayati, to make some powder. Prajvalayati, to light the diya. Nirvapayati, to nirvapyati is to put down something. Nirvapyati, like fire, we put down the fire. And then avanamati is to bow down. Praharati is to strike. Then we have udgachati. Udgachati, when something boils, when something comes out of its boundary.
Overflows.
Yeah, that is the right word, overflows. And Sravati is to
leak.
Kvatati is to boil. Nimajati is to sink down. Bhashati is to bark. Dayati is to fly. Utplavate is to plavadam karo, you jump in the air to fly. Utplavate, you kind of fly in the air, so it could be considered as jump as well. Jump is slightly different. Utplavate is more of having a trajectory in the air. Utplavate, more of a glide. Garjati is to roar. Charati to graze. Kujati is to sing. So there are quite a few. I guess there must be some new for all of us. So we can accept any of the Kriyapadani here to make our 8 sentences. So there is a lot. So if we think about, there are about 25 in one page, and there are 4 pages, so you have got about 100 Kriyapadani to use in your daily life. So it gives us every opportunity to use Sanskritam in our daily life. So aham, for example, you are saying prajvalayati, Sita prajvalayati. So when it will become to aham prajvalayami, aham prajvalayani, when you are in lotlakar, prajvalayani. So we tried using these 100 in all the 8 sentences by next week, and that would be a really, really good exercise. So now here is some abhyasa that we can do now. So let's try making. There are actually extra Kriyapadams in here, like Bhati is to shine. So let's try and making one sentence each. Just make one sentence that rather than 8 sentences using Bahuvachanam. Uttam Purushaha, just Bahuvachanam Uttam Purushaha. So let's see who is there. I've lost my screen. Okay, so Aparna Bhagini, just Bahuvachanam Uttam Purushaha Lotlakaraha.
Aham Prichani.
Bahuvachanam.
Okay.
Vayam.
Vayam Prichamaha.
Lotlakar, Bhagini.
Okay. Vayam Prichanti. Sorry. Totally confused. Saha Prichanti. Te Prichanti.
क्षम्यताम् हियर् लोट् लकारः
वयं पृच्छाम
वेरि गुड् सो वि आस्क् वयं पृच्छाम देन् अमित् महोदय
वयं खादाम ओ ऐ हव् यूस्ड् समथिङ्ग् फ्रम् हियर्
नो यू केन् यूस् समथिङ्ग् डिफ्रेण्ट् बिकास् वी हव् डन् लोट् आफ् खादामः पठामः सो स्लैट्लि डिफ्रेण्ट्
वट् इस् बध्नाति
बध्नाति टु टै अप् समथिङ्ग्
वयं शृण्वाम
वेरि गुड् वयं शृण्वाम शृण्वाम वयं शृण्वाम अस्तु शिल्पा भगिनी बहुवचनम्
रामाः ददति रामाः ददतु वयं ददाम
वयं ददाम वेरि गुड् नौ सीमा भगिनी
वयं
क्रीणाम वेरि गुड् नौ दीपन् महोदय
वयं लिहाम
वयं लिहाम वयं पिहु पयोहिमं लिहाम पयोहिमम् इस् ऐस्क्रीम् दट् वयं पयोहिमं लिहाम वेरि गुड् देन् कृष्णन् महोदय
वयं वयं शृणुमः वयं शृणुमः
एण्ड् लोट् लकार
अहं शृणोमि
हियर् वर्तमानकालः अस्ति एण्ड् दीस् आर् द वर्तमानकालः बहु वचनम् एण्ड् हियर् आज्ञा एण्ड् दिस् सैड् इस् द लोट्लकारः वयं चिन्वाम वयं चिन्वाम वयं स्नाम वयं लेहाम वयं ददाम वयं पिनाम वयं वयं चिन्ताम नारायणन् महोदय डु यु वाण्ट् टु ट्रै
यस् शोर् वयं बद्रिमः वयं बद्रिमः
बद्रिमः या एण्ड् लोट् लकार
वयं बध्राम
वेरि गुड् वयं बध्नाम So that is for today.
And what is the meaning of chinoti?
Chinoti.
Chinoti.
Chinoti is to pick something like in Hindi. I don't know what is your mother tongue. Like chunna something, to select something. Chinoti. Or to pick something. Okay. Like we are picking a fruit from the tree or something like chinoti. Okay, now let's move on. There is you do the practice during the week. This is the new one that you have not seen before. Anugrahnati. Anugrahnati is to bless. Anugrahnati. all other are, we have seen, atti is to wonder. Atti. So now if we have to translate these things, we have already seen the lot lakaraha, and we have seen the lit lakaraha. So now, if you have to say you, I think I will leave the you here. You come to because that we have not practiced the Madhyam Purushaha. So when we are saying when we are using the Madhyam Purushaha, Tvam. Tvam, then it is Tvam Gachasti in Vartaman Kalaha, Tvam Gachasti. And Yoyam Gachatha, then in here, Tvam Gachahi, and Tvam Gachat, then Lot Lakaraha. In Lot Lakaraha, Tvam Gachat. So when you will translate these sentences, so keep those two tables in front of you and then try doing the translation. But we can practice some of these which we have already practiced. So say the cat goes there. Let's try some. Amit Mohde, the dog is, the cat goes there.
Marjaraha gachanti.
Marjaraha gachati goes. The cat goes. Okay. So you can leave the there for the time being. That's okay. Marjaraha gachati. Boy plays.
पालकः क्रीडति.
वेरि गुड्. पालकः क्रीडति. देन् सीमा भगिनी, गर्ल् रोम्स्. रोम् इस् अटति.
बालिका रोम्स् वट् इस्
अटति.
अटति.
The girl rose. So next, cook. Do you remember the kriyapadam for cooking?
Pachati.
Deepan Mohde? The man cooks.
What is the man?
Bhavan. You could use Bhavan. Or Purushaha, Purushaha, Naraha. Cooks is Pachati.
Pachati, oh, Pachati. In the Bhavan, Pachati. Purushaha, Pachati.
Naraha, Pachati. Anything. Saha Pachati, he cooks. He cooks. So, next is, Dhanyavad Mohde, very good. Narayanan Mohde, the woman brushes teeth. It is difficult.
Dantavan Karoti.
दन्तधावनं
करोति.
महिला दन्तधावनं करोति. देन् लेट्स् से द सिम्पल् वन्. ओके. विष्णु महोदय,
वाहनं
उदेति.
वाहनं गच्छन्ति.
ओ वाहनं चलति
चालयति
वाहनं क्षम्यतां महोदय योर् सौण्ड् इस् नाट् क्लियर्
स्पीकिङ्ग् मेडम्
I don't know, hello? There is a lot of noise in the, okay, sorry. So, Vahanam Chalati or Vahanam, Vahanam, you can't say Vahanam Gachati because it doesn't go by itself, it moves. So, but here we have also seen Vahanam, somebody moves it, Chalati. Chalati is there. Chalati is to drive something, to make somebody move. So here the sentence is Vahanam, the vehicle moves. It just moves. So Chalati would be the correct Kriyapadam here. The Vahanam, Vahanam Chalati. Because no, we are not translating that somebody is driving it. If we say Ramaha drives, then we can say Ramaha Vahanam Chalati. Yes, Vahanam Chalati. Is that okay, Krishna Mohan?
Yes, yes, understood.
Okay, dhanyavada. Then we can continue with that because it will take all our time. It's already quite late. So next topic is Kati. So we will do that next time. Kati is, you can revise the slides in the meantime by next week. So Kati is a Prashnavachak Shabdaha. It is a one of those Saptakakaraha. Saptakakara are like a seven question Prashnavachak Shabdaha. Kati, Saha. Like we have done Kim Shabdaha, Kim, Kimartham, Kati, and there are a few other, four more Prashnavataka Shabdaha, like we have in five W words in English. So it is like... We have already done that. So we will do that. And there is Saka as well. We will have to do that next week. So now, let me for 5 minutes. You can do this song. It is okay with everybody. Why do we do songs in Sanskritam? Because there are... there are words that are joined together and it gives us the practice to our mouth as well to speak complicated words. And this is why songs and Gitam, they are important even if you don't feel sometimes that it's just a song, why do we need to do that? But it plays a very important part in Sanskritam to make your mouth or get used to of those speaking those words. So we will just do a few lines because it's already time. So can you repeat after me? Jyoti rudeti, jyoti rudeti.
Jyoti rudeti, jyoti rudeti.
Navayuva jyoti rudeti.
Navayuva jyoti rudeti.
Jagat idam akhilam puruto netam.
Jagat idam akhilam puruto netam.
Abhinav loka hitaishi.
Abhinav loka hitaishi.
Okay, I think we can stop here because there is I'm getting quite a lot of noise.
So, let's do the prasna and finish today's session. And we will meet next week. We will do the kati and we will do the katha. And we will do more of... what did we miss else? Katha and we, the very good song for children. Some of the children would like it. And let's do the prasna now. I know everybody knows this, but let's try to speak it together in one speed, at one speed. Om
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah.
Sarve Bhavantu Niramayah.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
धन्यवादः नमस्कारः
भगिनी
वदतु भगिनि